Let me be honest with you, family. Question out there is always asked, man, what do these project coordinators do? How are they even valuable? What value do project coordinators bring to the table? Wow, that's how you guys feel? I didn't know it was so much energy towards project coordinators. Well, stay tuned. I would love to educate you the value that project coordinators bring to the table. If you're new to the channel, my name is ED. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, What Do Project Coordinators Do? Again, what do project coordinators do? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go into, if you're new to the channel, I have a 7-point framework. After that, I'm done. Point number one, project planning and schedule. So what project coordinators do, they architect the project plans, the detailed schedule. And if you're new to watching me, I'm going to stop right there, because sometimes I've known in our industry that people confuse a project plan and a project schedule. And these are two different things. Okay. Can't you tell I'm a little passionate about that? Or either I'm passionate or I'm angry. We try to figure that out, but I'm passionate. Stay tuned. But anyway, project schedule and a project plan are two different things. So what a project coordinator does is they ensure that the project schedule and the project plan are up to date and up to date based on where the project is at. Point number two, resource management. Coordinators, what they do, they allocate and help assist manage project resources. They're ensuring that the teams have all the necessary tools, all the necessary materials, and of course, they are personally ensuring and assisting the resource in accomplishing their task and making sure they have everything. Point number three, I changed up the context on this. I called it communication hub. Now, let me explain why I called it communication hub. As a project coordinator, an exceptional project coordinator, they will be a communication hub. What is a communication hub? What that means is there will be stakeholders coming in to communicate their status on the project, communicate if there's any risk or issues that they're dealing with, communicate if they need help moving a problem out the way, or brainstorming on a particular problem. So I said communication hub because a project coordinator has to be a hub for all of the stakeholders to ensure that they're getting the right information and then taking the information and formulating it, whether if it has to be escalated up to leadership or if it has to be something where we have to work together as a team collectively to come up with a plan that addressed the particular issue or risk that was identified. All right, let's move on to point number four. Point number four, as a project coordinator will make sure to keep all project documentation organized, up to date. And now this includes, I want to give you some examples, that this includes your project report. So like your status report, your meeting recaps or your meeting minutes, and then just basically the overall progress update. So of your 10 knowledge areas, how are we performing in each one of these areas? All right, let's move on to point number five. Point number five, they are constantly, and I do mean constantly, monitoring and watching for risk. So I said risk monitoring and mitigation. So what project coordinators have to do is potentially, along with the stakeholders, identify potential risk and be proactive in developing mitigation strategies to minimize any disruptions to the project. Again, we're going to park parenthetically, as I normally say. But no, seriously though, family, reason why it's important, like for me, when I'm leading a meeting, first thing I talk about is risk. And I know you're asking why you don't go into the topics on the agenda that you have first. Well, I've learned over my time that sometimes you can get really great at documenting and then you can become really poorly at executing. I'll say that again. Sometimes you can become really great at documenting, but you can become really poor at executing. And what I was noticing is that we were great. We were amazing at documenting what the issue or the risk was, but we were really poor on the execution part of being more proactive than reactive. And so a lot of times with a risk, as you know, they're unknown. Some risks you know is a potential that could happen, but a risk doesn't turn into an issue until it happens. So my thing was, family, it was just like, man, I want to talk about these risks every meeting to make sure we're in front of it, to make sure we have some type of mitigated response, to make sure we're being proactive and not reactive, because if we're being reactive, it's going to be a long, and I do mean long, project. So I always talk about risk or issues at the front just to see if anything has either new, any new risk have formed, or the risk that we identify, the existing risk, there's a potential that it may activate. And so you want to always, again, be proactive. I'm sorry I drained that information, but I'm going to drain another piece: issues. These are two things that, I mean, of course, it's like everyone knows is there. It's like my pit bull. Remember I shared that with you guys? The pit bull here, like, pit bull's in the room. Like, we know it's here, but we want to act like we don't see it. But it's here, and we don't want to see it. Point I'm trying to make, family, is that sometimes we get so caught up in trying to get the project done and to be done that we lose track of risk and issues. Being able to have focus on these two, along with everything else, really allows you, when roadblocks arise, to coordinate it, to coordinate a approach to troubleshoot any issues that come about and have effective solutions. And then you can just move forward with the project. So, family, when you are leading your projects, always, and again, recommendation, I said I'm getting better on that, family, instead of saying, this is what you got to do. I hate when people do that to me. So, but my recommendation is bring up risk or issues at the beginning of each one of your project meetings, because this really just sets the tone for you as a project manager, that you say, hey guys, I just wanted to talk. We have six risks up here, and just go through them, highlight, doom, 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 doom. All right. Does anyone have anything to add? Does anyone think that these potential may be turning to a risk? Nope. Okay, great. And then go over the issues. How we're doing on our issue. I know we decided to accept this. How's that coming about? So, family, just having that proactive approach to it. This is what project coordinators do. Point number seven. Team support and motivation. Would you say, ED? Motivation. Team support and motivation. It's important, family, that you motivate your team. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to only say it one time. You're going to be working with this team. It depends on how long the project is. You should at least take time out to enjoy. You should at least take time to appreciate how far you've come. You should at least take the time out to create a high moral, productive environment for your team to feel safe and comfortable in as you're navigating through the project. The better you set that precedence of creating a safe place for the team to come, creating an environment in which, watch this, that you're not just also, stating what the problem is, you're also offering potential solutions, regardless if they're wrong or right. But at least you're thinking. You're not pushing your team. You're offering some type of guidance. A lot of times people will offer no guidance at all and then try and micromanage you. Like, well, it has to be this way. If it's not, if you can't do it any other way. Well, no, that's not true. So I say all that to say, family, you want to be that project coordinator to stand out amongst other project coordinators by being supportive towards your team, creating a sense of, just motivation, of inspiring your team. I've even had it, family, where I'm leading a meeting, I'll have a quote to start off with. Who else is doing that? No one else is doing it. So separate yourself, be different. I mean, just think about it. If you're a team member and you're working with various project managers, you're always going to want to work with that project manager that keeps it exciting, that keeps it challenging, that really makes your job easier as a stakeholder. And so, family, as project coordinators, making sure that you make you're keeping it fun, you're keeping it exciting, but most of all, still keeping it professional, your team will respect you in the end. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. I'm out.